From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports.
A large blast occurred in the early evening in the middle of the capital, close to the armed forces headquarters and parliament. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Turkish armed forces are carrying out major military operations against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, across the predominantly Kurdish southeast. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for Syrian civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first part of a major UN-backed effort to bring aid to tens of thousands of Syrian people trapped by the civil war. Under an agreement between the Syrian government and the United Nations, aid shipments are being sent to seven areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea. Those comments follow news that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls.
We have said repeatedly with respect to China that the standard that should be applied to all countries with respect to the South China Sea is no militarization.
John Kerry. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruhakana Rugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. He urges all Ugandans to turn out for the vote. Pope Francis said Mass Wednesday evening in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, concluding a five-day visit to that country. Ciudad Juarez is on the border with the United States, and the Pope prayed silently for those who have died while trying to illegally cross into America. This is VOA News. Businessman Donald Trump is still in the lead in most public opinion polls nationally over his challengers for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination. But an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll puts Senator Ted Cruz slightly ahead of Trump. A survey released Wednesday indicates Trump has a sizable lead in the state of South Carolina, which holds a primary election this Saturday. In the Democratic race, a CNN poll shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a tight race ahead of Saturday's party caucuses in the western state of Nevada. The survey showed Clinton edging Sanders 48-47%. Quinnipiac says Clinton is also narrowly ahead nationally. Germany's chancellor says it is her country's national interest for Britain to remain in the European Union. Angela Merkel told German lawmakers Wednesday that many of British Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms are justified and necessary. An EU summit Thursday and Friday in Brussels will discuss British proposals and the bloc's counterproposals in order to reach an agreement to keep Britain in the 28-nation union. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen said Wednesday that deep divisions among the warring parties prevent him from calling for a new round of peace talks. UN Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed told the UN Security Council that he had not been assured that a new cessation of hostilities, should he call for one, would be respected. He later told reporters he hoped to get talks going again next month. Iran rejected appeals Wednesday from other oil-producing countries to curb its oil exports to try to end the plunge in world crude oil prices. Iran declared it intends to actually increase production. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus. The virus has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus. A suicide bomber killed at least 10 soldiers Wednesday and wounded several others at a Yemeni army camp in the southern port city of Aden. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Apple Computers is resisting a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software. That would help the FBI examine a phone used by militants who killed 14 people in a terrorist-style attack in California in December. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.